I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
On The Fan. I feel like I'm here and then I go home and I'm right back here. What a week. What a time to be a Yankee fan. Yeah. Let's sauce them up a little bit more tonight. It hasn't even been 24 hours since Cam Schlittler threw that first pitch. So we still get to live in it. Don't let anybody tell you got to move on already. Don't let anybody tell you what's going to happen in this next series. They told us we were cooked after game one. They told us we were finished after Garrett Crochet. Nah, we're very much alive. And if you caught my show last night, I was at the game and I said that was the best postseason game I've ever seen in that building. I've been consistently going since 2015. Now, that was the best pitching performance I've seen live, but not the best of all time. But I mean, to each his own. You might have your own opinion on it, and that's fine. And I was just telling Ack, right? Ack was talking about Bucky Dent. Shout out to Bucky, who was a first guest on my show last night. There are 15-year-old kids that aren't familiar with Bucky Dent. They learned about Bucky Dent Day yesterday. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. So when you want to bring up Whitey Ford or Don Larson or even Roger Clemens to these younger kids, that doesn't register. Cam Schlittler is everything right now. We get it, but you got to consider the stakes. Like, it was an elimination game. One, it was against the Boston Red Sox. Two, it was his first postseason performance. Three, he started this season off as the opening day starter for the Somerset Patriots in Double A. He is from Walpole. His dad is the chief of police in Needham. Those are towns in Massachusetts. I couldn't point to them on a map. I couldn't tell you how to get there from Fenway. But he is a Bostonian. And something I didn't have in my show last night was that it was personal for him. That some people did cross the line. And that's what I love about the internet now. It's a cesspool for the most part. It's bad for the most part. But people think that they can say and put things on the internet and like, the athletes are just not going to see them. No, they're people too. They have phones too, especially these young athletes that grew up in the digital social realm where like they're not fazed by it. Cam Schlittler isn't fazed by anything, if you could tell. 888-808-1019. Still reveling in that performance last night. I'm not taking anything away from it. I did not say that. I think it was Big Mac that said it was the best of all time, and that's his opinion. And I'm sure he backed that up with facts. I ended up crashing last night. I didn't get to hear all of Big Mac's show. But for what I saw, that was like a movie. I was about to leave my seat to get closer to the exit, In the seventh inning, no, he's coming back out. In the eighth inning, all right, yo, I got to get closer to the door. He's coming back out. It was like a movie. It was a movie. That place was lit up. It was loud. And, you know, I did some more digging with Cam Schlittler. I guess they got to his mom's account. Come on. You attacking mama. His mom had to go private. You know, people crossed the line. He literally said that some people crossed the line and it became personal. Think about, you know, Cam Schlittler growing up around all Red Sox fans. He probably knows who the diehard Red Sox fans are still in his town. I mean, wasn't that long ago that he was at Northeastern with a bunch of Red Sox fans? Wasn't that long ago that he was at in high school, you know, at Wapole High School with a bunch of Red Sox fans? So imagine there's one kid that he doesn't like, and that kid is the guy to cross the line. You know, the best athletes, they can find any little thing like that to motivate them. The best athletes rise to the occasion in games like last night. That's all I kept telling everybody. I could feel the tension in the air. I could feel the adrenaline. I used to be athletic once upon a time. I would love to play in an environment like that at the peak of my powers. I peaked when I was 12, though. So I'm never going to get 49,000 people at a peewee football game. But you understand what I'm saying. I even went back to watch the beginning of the game because I popped up on ESPN. I wanted to get the clip and put it on my Twitter. And I saw Jazz with his hands doing like a little motion. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see he was doing this little like buzzing motion. Like, yo, you can feel in the air, the stadium shaking, the excitement. There were so many people outside the stadium, inside the stadium. And Cam harnessed it. He channeled it. And he gave us the best performance we've seen in a long time. And the Yankees are moving on. So I'm not going to knock it down. I'm not going to say that it wasn't. Like, it might be top three. It might be top five. I faintly remember Clemens against Seattle, and I was just with the Rocket at David Cone's golf outing, and, you know, they told the story of that night, and, he felt like he should have been perfect or had the no-no. Obviously, Don Larson and Whitey Ford, come on. And I'm definitely not disrespecting their greatness, but I'm just saying it was so long ago. This is so fresh. The whole world was watching. This kid wanted the ball. Weeks ago, I was debating whether we should have Luis Gil take the ball or not. I am cautious. I'm saying, he's a rookie. It's going to be too big for him. And then I did come around to, no, you play the guy with the best stuff. And his stuff was playing 99, 100, 101. Like, you play the guy with the best stuff and the guy that's got the slow heartbeat. Killer Cam, he's a stone cold killer. And he was ready to put all of Boston asleep. And then he doubled down. He's on Twitter and he's trolling. I'm like, my kind of guy. He's on Twitter and he's still cooking them. I know you guys probably saw. Last night he tweeted out drinking that dirty water. I said, oh man. He just knows. He knows how to play the game. But also, his account went from 3.2 thousand followers to 28.5 followers in a couple days. He even replied to Lucille Burge. If you guys are familiar with her stuff, she used to be on WEEI. Shout out to them. They had me on Monday. And the first thing I heard was their predictions. Six different people all had Boston, of course. But five out of six had Boston in two. Only one had Boston in three. And I immediately had to pour cold water on that. I'm like, you guys are way too confident. And if we don't get to Crochet, it's Yankees in three. But yeah, Cam, you know, dunking on her, saying, you know, she said Sox in three. Cam replies, not this year. And then somebody, I don't know, a random little peon with 1,300 followers and Marcus Smart and the Boston Celtics on his page, some guy named Matt, says you're not from Boston to him today. And he comes out there and he shoots and claps back again. He says, I went to school in Boston for 3 years. I live in Southie during the offseason. Start preparing for the Bruins season, homie, with the deuces emoji. This is the guy. And this is the guy that could potentially help lead the Yankees back to the World Series, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. One of the biggest hits we took in the beginning of the year, I remember getting on this radio station and doing a rant saying, don't cry for me, don't cry for us. No one knows what can happen. And that was after we learned that Gerrit Cole was down, where, you know, people pull up to drink Yankee tears and say, ha-ha, not getting back to the World Series this year, not without your ace. Well, now we've got a 6-6 Gerrit Cole. Didn't know that kid was coming. I saw him in Tampa. I remember the name. Immediately, I'm like, oh, this name's going to trip a lot of people up. But then the stuff, I'm like, wait a minute. Is this just spring training? Fast forward to now, it's not just spring training. If the Yankees can stay healthy with Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Cam Schlittler, Luis Gil, we're about to roll. Now, before we start talking about the Blue Jays, something else that I didn't have from last night, and a caller called and talked about the Yankees tracking down foul balls, fly balls. You know, those balls hit the right field. I talked about Jazz, how Jazz is so fast. That ball's up in the air. He's getting there. He's getting there quickly. Judge is coming in. I'm like, and it is so loud. It is deafening in there. You want to talk about a home field advantage? You want to talk about why? I talk about Yankee Stadium, the Bronx Zoo. Okay, whatever. When they come here in October, it's different. I think that's on our side. Last night, Red Sox right fielder Willier Abreu, he came out and said, it's too loud. We couldn't hear. That's where the miscommunication happened. So good job, fans. You know what Bucky said when I went live with Bucky yesterday? He said to the fans, go to this stadium. Let it rip. You can help them. So in a way, we were the 10th man. Shout out to all the Yankee fans that packed that place. Yankee fans listening to the sound of my voice right now. Let's continue to live in it. But also know that, like, job's not done. Job's not finished. As many people were trying to, you know, dig our graves after a Garrett Crochet loss, as many people were saying, hey, we'll see you in Cancun and, you know, ready to troll the Yankees, the Red Sox didn't have the roster. As I talk about us, knock on wood, being healthy, they were without Marcelo Mayer. They were without Roman Anthony. They were without Lucas Giolito. They were without a couple guys. Tristan Casas. I could probably keep going. Rafael Devers, they traded him. Same thing for the Toronto Blue Jays here coming up. They're missing a few guys. So, I mean, it came out today with the Yankees doing their workout in Toronto that the Yankees are going to send Luis Gil out game one. I agree with that over Will Warren. Will Warren got rocked, if you recall. He got rocked in Toronto. It'll be Freed. It'll be Rodon.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don, it'll be Schlittler. So, let's ride. Redemption. This is a revenge tour. We came this close. Had the same record. We came this close. Any of those games that the Yankees blew this year, any of those games that the Yankees had the lead and gave up this year could have made them champions where they wouldn't have had to go through that first round. But you know what? There was a part of me this year that I said it should be gritty. They should have to get it out the mud. They should have to grind this year. Every year is not the same. They don't need to be the number one seed. They don't need to be the AL East winner. They don't need to have a week off to rest and get back to the World Series. They played super hot. They had the best record in baseball in September. They won 8 games in a row to finish the year. Stay hot, and they did. So now, Toronto's been sitting on ice. And even having that week off, it wasn't enough for them to heal all their wounds. Bo Bichette is not going to play. Jose Berríos is not going to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, they still are missing guys. And they're waiting on the return of Chris Bassitt. So you mean to tell me I'm supposed to be scared of Max Scherzer? There is no more playoff Max. There is no more Mad Max. He's cooked. Even down the stretch, he couldn't get out of the first inning. He was part of the reason that we were able to somewhat catch the Blue Jays because his games were losses. You mean to tell me Kevin Gausman, the former Baltimore Oriole, now Toronto Blue Jay, who Judge owns, and all of these guys have seen. The Yankees have seen him 20, 30, 40 times, who knows how many. I'm supposed to be worried about him? I'm not. And maybe I'm overconfident, but I was overconfident as soon as the Yankees won that game 4-3. I knew momentum was swinging into our favor. I knew it was about to shift. So here we go to Toronto. You think the Rogers Center at 4:08 p.m. is going to be anything like Yankee Stadium was last night at 8:08 p.m.? I was laughing. I was laughing walking around pregame. The streets were packed. I'm like, oh, they gave us a nighter game. They gave us a darker game, a later game, so people could get lathered up, so people get their drinks in, loosen up. And we got what we wanted. It was due to turn around. It was due to come around. I said, the math ain't mathing. We're not about to get bounced by Alex Cora three times under Aaron Boone. They're due to be eliminated by us. And history was made, not just Cam Schlittler and, you know, his eight innings and his 12 Ks as a rookie first appearance. I'm talking about in this new wild card that we've had since 2022, the Yankees are now the first team to go down 0-1, come back, take the next two, we're moving on. So continue to carry that momentum into Toronto. The Yankees are going to laugh when they come out there and these Canadians are drinking their Molson Blues and trying to, yeah, come on, Toronto. Sorry, I was like Terrence and Phillip in my head.
That's your Canadian accent?
Yeah. Let's go, Blue Jays.
A boot, eh?
You know better than me. You're a hockey guy. But I just know that the Yankees are going to be prepared. I know that the Yankees are going to be ready to play. I know the Yankees are going to want some get back. Because Buck Martinez, yeah, Buck, I'm talking to you. Buck Martinez came on WFAN after he said what he said. We all caught it. I remember that night I was on air, and I was getting off late, and I was like, I hope Big Mac catches it. Big Mac caught it, and he lit him up. And then Evan and Tiki had Buck Martinez on. He said he's not an internet person, so he didn't really see the response. But you talking about the Yankees aren't a good team. If they don't hit home runs, they can't win. That's not true. We just proved that. Saying that they make a lot of mistakes on the base paths, they're not a good fielding team. That's not true. They've tightened up, and they are ready. They're ready to show Vladdy Jr., who always runs his mouth about the New York Yankees. Oh, I'd never sign with the Yankees. Oh, the team I love to beat the most is the Yankees. Okay. Well, here you are for the first time ever. First time ever the Yankees will face Toronto in the postseason. Let's see if Vladdy Jr. is really all that he claims to be and says he is. George Springer from UConn, a Connecticut guy. You know, he grew up with some Yankee fans, always crying, but he's killed the Yankees. Let's see what type of time he's on after we all saw him say, if you want to just give the division to the Yankees, just give it to them. It's destiny. It is destiny. Alec Manoah, he's not even on the team, but Alec Manoah was the one who came out and said that Gerrit Cole was the worst cheater of all time after the Spider-Tac incident. We got to smack them just for that. Like, there's so many little things. You know, as I was going back to these series, right? Like, in April, when they came to Yankee Stadium, the game got postponed because it rained, but it was a day that it didn't rain. So that series was janky just off of that. We had to play a doubleheader, and we took two of the games in a doubleheader, but the night before was the night, and I was at this game, that fans were chanting, "We want Weaver," before Devin Williams could record an out April 25th. Think about how young the season was for fans to be chanting, "We want Weaver," before Devin Williams, the closer, could actually record an out. We end up losing that game. You know, they booked the Yankees because they hate the Yankees. I get it. Everybody hates the Yankees, but I don't know why they think that they're some type of rival to us or some type of nemesis. I don't look at them like that. I don't rock with them either, but you know, they booked the Yankees to come to their building on Boxing Day, their national holiday. And they boxed us up all right. They swept us. And there was a lot of mistakes and errors in those games. Bullpen was struggling in those games, from Mark Leiter Jr. to Luke Weaver to Will Warren. It's different now. It is different now. Even with DJ LeMahieu playing second base, not being able to get to some of those balls on that turf that plays fast, that is their game. Jazz Chisholm was at third base, playing out of position. I remember he had a bad throw that ended up hurting Max Fried's outing. It's different now. You see what I'm saying? Like, this team has evolved. It is not the same. It is not the regular season anymore. It is the postseason. It is October. It is do or die. It's a 5-game series. I'll take our arms over theirs. And I know that they hit. I know they put the ball into play. But, I mean, you see Volpe now. Volpe's saving the day in that infield. Turning double plays. He's getting everything. Jazz is on everything. I'm a little worried about Ben Rice's defense at first. We obviously need him in the lineup. It is what it is. I'm not worried about Ryan McMahon over there at third base now, though. It's going to be different. It is going to be different. I cannot wait for this series. They got me booked on Sportsnet 590 tomorrow morning. They got me booked on Sportsnet 590 on Monday. They can't wait to talk to Yankee Boy about the Yankees and this series. They're confident. They think the rest is going to help them. They think having home field advantage is going to help them. They think this is their year. But you know what? Every year, they thought it was their year. Every year, they said, this is just the prequel. And then it was just the movie. And then it was the sequel. And nothing happened. They got to the postseason a couple years back, and they lost. They didn't win a game. So don't win a game this time. How about that, right? Let's not let them win a game this time. For some reason, Nixon 6 was stuck in my head yesterday, so I kept saying Yankson 6. I think I said it on air. Of course, it can't be Yankson 6 in a 3-game wild card. But I was walking around Yankee Stadium. If you heard anyone saying, Yankson 3, that was me. Why can't it be Yankson 3 again? Probably because we want these home games. That also dropped. Game time's announced. We will have the home games when it swings around. Tuesday, October 7th, 8:08. Wednesday, October 8th, 7:08. Yankee Stadium. I'll see you there. Not going to miss any of these home games. And I know Billy's is doing the watch party. Some of the creatures are talking about showing up to the watch party tomorrow. I have not seen my wife and my son all week. Going to these games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, doing this show tonight. So I will not be at the watch party. I will be home watching the game. But, man, let's turn up. Let's send a message. Let's continue to roll. Judge is still due to get hot and start elevating the ball out of the ballpark. You know, other guys in this lineup like Trent Grisham is still due to be clutch. Stanton is back. I think that was a big one for Stanton. I didn't care that Stanton, like, he hit it off the wall. He ended up on second. That was the result. Okay, like he thought he homered, whatever. It didn't really matter. There's a lot of hitters on this team. There's defenders on this team. They have the pitching on this team. And Aaron Boone, we trust you. We have no choice. A lot of people are ready to run Aaron Boone out of here. He wasn't going to lose his job either way. It just would have been a huge stain on his resume to lose to Alex Cora and the Red Sox 2018, 2021, 2025. It didn't happen. So let's go on to Canada. On to Toronto and take on the Blue Jays. Let's start this show with calls from last night and your thoughts on what's going to happen tomorrow when we open up this series. If you're a Yankee fan, I know you're walking around proud with your Yankee hat on, your Yankee jersey on, your Yankee jacket on, and there's nothing anybody else can tell you because the Yankees have quieted their rivals, the Red Sox, and they shut up the crosstown haters. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.